This week, the Archdiocese of Guam asked a federal court to dismiss dozens of lawsuits filed by former altar boys who say they were raped and assaulted by priests as far back as the 1970s. The key to the suits was a law passed last year that lifted the statute of limitations. And as we hear from Neil Conan in today's Pacific News Minute, that law is also the basis of the Archdiocese argument. Under the old law, suits had to be filed within 1 or 2 years after the alleged abuse, but as outrage grew following publication of the altar boy stories, the legislature approved a bill that removed the time limit entirely. Even as he signed the bill, Governor Eddie Calvo wondered whether it was constitutional to lift the statute of limitations retroactively. Afterwards, 47 cases were filed which asked for millions of dollars in damages from individual priests, from the Archdiocese, and in some cases from the Boy Scouts. On Monday, attorneys for the Archdiocese argued that even if the law is constitutional, it only applies to perpetrators and not to third parties. Last week, attorneys for Archbishop Anthony Apeiron asked the federal court to find the 2016 law entirely unconstitutional and dismiss the 4 suits that name him as an abuser. The day after its filing, the Archdiocese named attorney Michael Caspino executive director of a settlement fund for victims of clergy abuse, the Hope and Healing Fund. Caspino told the Guam News, "Litigation doesn't solve these cases. Slugging it out in court just makes victims a victim twice." If victims agree, he said he would ask the court to put the suits on hold to allow 3 or 4 months to resolve every case. "My main commitment to this is the healing of the victims," Caspino said. "We're ready to do whatever it takes." For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.